ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وأهل بيته وأهل طاعته أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أقوم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المسلم من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تركت فيكم أمرين لن تضلوا ما تمسكتم بهما كتاب الله وسنتي أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين درود شریف پڑھ لو اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد میرے محترم دوستو بزرگو بھائیو سب مل کر تکبیر پڑھ لو اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر لا الہ الا اللہ اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر وللہ الحمد آج کا برکت والا خوشیوں والا دین عید کا دین ہم سب کو مبارک ہو. Today is a very very blessed day for believers, especially for those people who fast in the month of Ramadan. خاص کر ان لوگوں کے لیے جنہوں نے رات اور دین اللہ کی عبادت کی. دین میں روزہ رکھا, رات میں تراویح سنی. اللہ ان دونوں چیزوں کو ہم سب کے لیے قیامت میں سفارش کا ذریعہ بنا دے. میرے محبوب کا فرمان ہے, الصیام والقرآن یشفعان یوم القیامہ. روزے اور تراویح قرآن قیامت کے دن سفارش کریں گے. اینڈ از اے ویری ویری اسٹرانگ, ویری ویری اسٹرانگ. دا روزہ آلسو از اے ویری اسٹرانگ, اینڈ دا قرآن از اے ویری اسٹرانگ witnesses for all of us on the day of Qiyamah. And they're going to make intercessions on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, these people, those who are fasting in the month of Ramadan, please forgive him. And the Quran will say, these people were standing behind the Imam and were listening Quran Kareem. Ya Allah, forgive them. So, Ramadan and Quran. Allah hame قرآن سننے کی پڑھنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائے. بخاری شریف کا ایک واقعہ بڑا عجیب ہے. نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فرماتے ہیں, چھوٹے صحابی ہے, was a very small, he was a young صحابی, companions of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, 14 years old, is like our young lad's age, 14. It was a very, very hard for him to come to Madina Munawwara. He was living out of Madina Munawwara. But it was hard for him to come to Madina Munawwara and to learn Quran from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Unke liye bada mushkil tha ke Madina Munawwara aakar Quran ko seekhe. Majboor the. It was hard for him to come. Bar qurban jaun sahaba e ikram par, look at him, how much he made effort, how much he made effort to learn Quran. May Allah give me tawfiq, give our youngsters and give all of us tawfiq to learn Quran and to recite Quran until our final stage. Say Ameen. Allah hame Quran parhne ki aur Quran ko muhabbat aur pyar ke saath dekhne ki Allah hame tawfiq ata farmaye. Bahut badi daulat hai. Quran Kareem is the greatest bounty of Allah tabarak wa taala. Bahut badi ne'mat hai. Look at that. That young sahabi, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, farmaya mere liye bada mushkil tha Madina Munawwara aana. I used to stand on the road, on the way from morning till evening. I was waiting for those jamaat, those group was going from Madina Munawwara to out in a journey. And those jamaat who used to come from out to Madina Munawwara, I used to meet them from morning till evening. Kabhi ek jamaat, kabhi do, kabhi koi mila, kabhi nahi mila. Subah se sham tak main unka intezar karta tha, main unka intezar karta tha. Sahaba ikram mein jo log safar mein hote the, Madina Munawwara se bahir jate the, main unhe kehta tha, agar tumhe Quran ki ek do ayat yaad ho, please mujhe mere samne sikha do. Kya mehnat thi, just for one ayat and two ayat. He used to learn a day from those people who were traveling from Madina Munawwara to out. That was the effort. That was the mehnat to learn Quran. Hame iska value. We don't know the value of the Quran. Because this ni'mat is Allah has given us. Allah blessed us. Opened the roof and gave us. This is a Quran thing. But we don't have value for that. Ye neki ka sawab. Ye nekiyan. We will come to know. On the day of Qiyamah. Qiyamah ke din pata chalega. جاؤ قرآن کا ویلیو تو حضرت عمر کی بہن اور بہنوں ہی کو پوچھو انہیں پوچھو How did you learn the Quran کیسے قرآن کریم یاد کیا ہے نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فرماتے ہیں اگر تم نے آج الف لام میم پڑھا If you have recited الف لام and میم you will get 30 rewards 30 rewards. But we're not going to bother that because we can't see. The reward is not going to help us to make a building. The reward is not going to help us to do business. We want something. If someone tells you, okay, if you recite Alif, Lam, Mim, we'll give you 30 rupees. He will make proper effort to read that Alif, Lam, Mim and Quran Kareem. Because usko samne rupiye nazar aate hain, pound nazar aate hain. Jab roo niklegi, bhaiya. میرے دوستو میرے بزرگو جب رو نکلے گی تب پتا چلے گا کہ نیکیاں کیا چیز ہے تب پتا چلے گا میرے محبوب نے فرمایا قیامت کے دن ایک آدمی کو بلایا جائے گا آؤ ادھر بلایا جائے گا قیامت کے دن اللہ اس کے لیے فیصلہ کرے گا بتاؤ تمہاری نیکیاں اور تمہارے گناہوں میں ایک نیکی کی ضرورت ہے We need only one نیکی قیامت کے دن اللہ پوچھے گا جاؤ کہیں سے ایک نیکی لے آؤ Go outside and get one reward One piety One نیکی One good deeds Bring it Then you can go in جنت Otherwise you can't Because you have one نیکی One good deed short To go in جنت What he's going to do میرے محبوب نے فرمایا وہ میدان میں جائے گا اپنے ماں باپ کے پاس the ماں باپ will say no آج تو کچھ نہیں مل سکتا ہے آج کچھ نہیں بھائی بہن کے پاس جائے گا وہ کہیں گے میرے پاس مجھے نیکی کی ضرورت میں آپ کو نہیں دے سکتا وہ اپنی بیوی کے پاس جائے گا میں نے تیرے لیے دنیا میں بڑی محنتیں کی لاؤ ایک نیکی دے دو she is going to refuse يوم يفر المرء من اخيه وامه وابيه قیامت کا دن ہوگا each and every person will run they are not going to see each other the parents will say to children I can't help you today the children will say to the parents I can't help you today the sister will say to brother I can't help you today the brother will say to the sister I can't help you today the wife will say to the husband I can't help you today the husband will say for the wife I can't help you today who's going to help you he's going to walk around everywhere on the day of resurrection he's going to walk around he's going to look only one good deeds To get success, to go in Jannat. One person will call him, Bhai, come here. I got only one good deed. All the since I got it. I got only one good deed. I know I'm not going to go in Jannat because of one good deed. I got full of bug, full of evil deeds. No good deeds. I got only one. Go take it. And you go in Jannat. I'll go in Jannam. Because my one reward is not going to take me in. Jannat. Who could take me in Jannat? Allahu Akbar. He will take one good deed in front of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He will take that one reward. لے کے جائے گا اللہ کے سامنے اللہ میرا کام بن گیا فرمایا لاؤ رکھو ترازو میں پہلے بتاؤ First tell me کس نے تجھے دیا ہے Who's going to be most generous today? Most sakit today have given you one reward. Today everyone's are running away. Nobody will give the reward to other. How can someone give you? Go call him. So and so person given me one good deed. Go and call him. Allahu Akbar. Usko laya jayega. آج قیامت کا دن ہے, اللہ سے بڑا سخی کوئی نہیں تو ہے اللہ, تو نے ایک نیکی دے دی. فرمایا اللہ کیا کروں, ایک ہی نیکی ہے میرے پاس, اس سے زیادہ کچھ نہیں ہے, اس سے زیادہ کچھ نہیں ہے. فرمایا جا تو اپنی سخاوت سے جنت میں چلا جا, اور تو تیرا ترازو بھاری ہو گیا, تو جنت میں چلا جا. Both of them entering in jannat, one person because of his generosity, another person because his deeds are complete. تو قیامت کے دن میرے دوستو پتا چلے گا ایک نیکی کتنی بڑی ویلیوبل ہے. قیامت کے دن پتا چلے گا. نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا مفلس کون ہے میرے صحابہ, بتاؤ مفلس کون ہے؟ Who's poor today? Who's poor? Who's a needy? Who's beggar? Sahaba said the person who don't have the dirham, dinar, money, worldly things. Farmaya, no. That person is not poor. That person is not needy. The poor I'm asking about on the day of Qiyamah. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam farmate, Qiyamah ka deen hoga. Ek aadmi aayega. He's going to bring so many rewards of namaz. So much reward of namaz. So much reward of zakah, charity. So much rewards of normal sadaqats, nafli sadaqats. So much reward, mountains rewards, full of mountains reward of hajj and roza and Quran reading, Quran recitations and zikr and tasbihah. Everything. وہ لائے گا, لے کر آئے گا. اللہ اکبر. And the long queue in front of Allah تبارک و تعالی. ایک آدمی کہے گا اللہ, ایک آدمی کہے گا اللہ یہ آدمی ہے اس نے مجھے دنیا میں تکلیف دی تھی, اے اللہ. دوسرا کہے گا اس نے مجھے یہ کیا تھا, تیسرا کہے گا اس نے مجھے یہ کیا تھا, چوتھا کہے گا اس نے مجھے یہ تکلیف دی, اس نے میری غیبت کی, اس نے میرا مال لے لیا. He have taken my property, he have taken my wealth, he have troubled me, he backbite me, he troubled me and he hit me once, he wounded me, he killed me. Like this old, they are standing in front of Allah tabarak wa taala. Allah akbar. سب کھڑے ہیں اللہ کے سامنے. They waiting for the reward. Allah will tell them, okay, you take namaz reward, you take charity reward, you take zakat reward, and you take this reward, this reward, this reward. Allahu Akbar. His rewards are finished. Uske rewards khatam ho gaye. Allahu Akbar. Still the people are waiting there. People are waiting there. Yatim bhi khada hai, miskin bhi khada hai, beva bhi khadi hai. Allah isne meri property le li thi, Allah isne ye le liya. May Allah give us tawfiq. Allah hame tawfiq de, Allah hame fikr de maut ki, ke ek din hame marna hai. One day we have to die. One day we have to reply to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. One day we have to answer to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Uski hame fikr de. Mere aqa janab Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, each day he is going to perform his Eid salah. On the way the children are playing. The one young child, he is sitting in the corner and he is crying. Prophet sallam asked him, beta, come here. What's wrong with you? Why are you crying? Why are you sitting so sadly? What's wrong with you? What happened to you? Tujhe kya ho gaya? He's sitting and crying. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my father have become martyred, shaheed in the path of Allah, and my mom's married to somebody else. There is no one who gave me bath. There is no one who gave me the nice clothes. I'm crying. Look at all the children had the nice clothes. Look at this, all the children have a bath and they had some very beautiful perfume they put on their body. There is no one who look after me. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, oh, to companions, you all carry on to the Idgah. I'm coming back. And he carried that young, that yatim, that orphan. He is carrying and is bringing back to his house. Whose house? The house of Rasulullah. He is bringing. Lekar aa raha hai. Lekar aa rahe hain yatim ko ghar par aaye. Aur Hazrat Aisha se farmaya, ہاں تو کہتی تھی بچہ نہیں ہے, دیکھو اللہ نے ہمیں یتیم بچہ دیا, اس کو غسل دے دو. give him bath. یتیم بچہ ہے اس کا غسل. فرمایا حضرت فاطمہ سے حضرت حسن کا کوئی کپڑا ہو تو وہ دے دو, اس کو ہم پہنائیں گے. کپڑا بھی پہنا دیا, غسل کے بعد کپڑا بھی دیا. حضرت عائشہ prepared the child. اللہ اکبر. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم put his own perfume on his body. How blessed the child. What a blessing for him that رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم asked him, oh my child, tell me, when you last year went to Idgah to perform Eid Salah, did your father carried you, or you went to Idgah by walk? فرمایا میرے ابو مجھے یہاں بٹھا کر کے لے گئے. My father carried me on his shoulder and he took me to perform Eid Salah. فرمایا آجا, sit on my shoulder, I'm taking you to the Eid Salah. How blessed a child. کتنا نصیب والا ہے. And not just took him to the Idgah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam farmaya, tu mere saath minbar par baith ja, mere saath baith ja, tu zameen par nahi baithega. Aaj main qaum ko batata hu yateem ka haq kaisa hota hai, miskeen kaun hai, gareeb kaun hai. Allah ke mehboob khub yateem the. Farmaya اس بچے کو اپنے ساتھ ممبر پر بٹھایا اور صحابہ کرام سے فرمایا, جو آدمی یتیم کو لک آفٹر کرتا ہے وہ جنت میں میرے ساتھ ایسا ہوگا جیسے یہ دو انگلیاں اپنے ساتھ ہوتی ہے. Those who look after the yatim. فرمایا جو آدمی یتیم کے سر پر ہاتھ رکھتا ہے, if he put his hand on the head of the offense, Allahu Akbar. فرمایا جتنے بال اس کے سر میں ہیں تمہارے ہاتھ کے نیچے, اللہ اس کے برابر تمہارے گناہوں کو معاف کر دے گا. یہ باتیں بتائی. So still the orphans are standing there, still the beggars are standing there, still the poor are standing there, and they will say, Allah, Allah has blessed us with wealth, but he didn't give us in the dunya. Allah نے اس کو مال دیا تھا, he didn't give us the zakat, no charity, no صدقہ فطر, no this, no this. I was naked, he didn't give us the clothes. I don't have shelter, he didn't give us the house. Allahu Akbar. کیا جواب ہوگا؟ Now all the rewards are finished, everybody taken away. Allah ہمیں ڈر دے دے. Allah give us the fear that one day we have to die. ایک دن تو جانا ہے. دنیا ان فان آف, میں نے ابھی بتایا قرآن کریم کی بات سے کہ اگر کوئی کہہ دے کہ 30 الف لام میم پڑھیں گے تو 30 روپیے ملیں گے, 30 پاؤنڈ تو جلدی جلدی پڑے گا, لیکن اگر نیکی کا کہیں تو کب ملے گا ہمارے سامنے نہیں ہے. تو خوف خدا ہوگا. تو رمضان بھی ختم ہو گئی, اس کے بعد بھی اللہ کے حکم کو پورا کرے گا. Even though Ramadan is finished, he is going to follow the Sharia as he used to follow in the month of Ramadan. He is going to perform Salah on time. عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کا زمانہ ہے یا عبداللہ ابن عمر کا زمانہ ہے. He was traveling on the way. He was so hungry. There is no restaurant to get food. He saw one shepherd grazing goats. He went to him. Let me test him. Let me take his exams. How much God fearing he had in his heart. Allahu Akbar. Uske paas gaye. Bhai, main bahut bhooka hoon. Main bahut bhooka hoon. Aap aisa karo. Can you milk out from your goats and give me some milk? I'm hungry. تھوڑا سا دودھ دے دو مجھے. فرمایا نہیں 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 نہیں, it's not my goats, it's my master's goats. I can't give you that. Look at the fear there. Fear is there. تو حضرت عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ فرماتے ہیں چلو اس کو میں ٹیسٹ کر لیتا ہوں, پراپر ٹیسٹ کر لیتا ہوں. Let me test him properly. فرمایا دیکھو, your master is not here, you alone here, myself, I am alone here, you got the goats here. I will pay you some money, some coins, some dirhams. And you sell me that goat. If your master asked you, where's that goat? You just deny him. You just reject him. You just tell him, speak lies and tell him, the wolf came and taken away one goat. Bhediya aya aur ek bakri le gaya. Jhoot bol dena. What the answer he replied to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu or Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Mera malik yahan par nahi hai. Ain Allah, where is Allah? Mera malik to yahan nahi hai. Lekin Allah kahan hai? Allah to har jagah hai. My master is not looking at me. Lekin Allah to dekh raha hai. Allah is looking at me. That kind of fear comes in our heart. To apne duniya ke har kaam mein, har jagah mein, har waqt, hum Allah ki ibadat karne wale ban jaye. While standing in salah, you think Allah is there. When you're walking on the road, you know that Allah is with me. He's looking at me. Wa huwa maakum. Allah says in the Quran Kareem, Allah is with you and He's looking at you. Allah tumhare saath hai, tumhe dekh raha hai.
Sorry to disturb. One person blocked for his car, wrongly blocked whole car park. YK57ZRY. Please immediately move your car because you're blocking everybody, nobody can come in. So please move your car after the namaz will start.
To Allah hame wo dar naseeb farmaye, wo khauf naseeb farmaye. دنیا میں آج کتنی پریشانیاں ہیں کبھی یہاں کسی کو ستایا یہاں ستایا اس کو he troubled that person he killed that person he did this he did that no fear of Allah قیامت کا دین ہوگا اللہ کہے گا تو نمازوں کا ثواب لے کر آیا روزوں کا ثواب لے کر آیا حج اور عمروں کا ثواب لے کر آیا سارا ثواب ختم ہو گیا ساری چیزیں ختم ہو گئی اب still the people are standing there the orphans there The miskina dhe. Ab kya hoga? Allah mein kya karu? Main kya dunga abhi? Ab kya hoga? Farmaya, your reward is finished. You have to take everyone's sins on your head. You have to take everyone's evil deeds on your head. They will go jannat. You have to go to jannam. Itna sawab lekar aaya, lekin kisi ko sataya. کسی کو مارا کسی کا مال لے لیا کسی کی پروپرٹی taken someone's property someone's wealth he hurt someone کسی کو گالی دیا کسی کو برا کہا سارے لوگ وہاں کھڑے ہیں میرے دوستو قیامت کے دن میں there is no money no pound no dirham no dinar you have to give your namaz you have to give the reward of your roza reward of the quran reward of charity reward of hajj and umrah We are making so much effort. We wake up at night to do sahri and to perform what you call taraweeh and fajr salah, isha salah, and we fasting 20 hours. Roza or fir hum kisi ko sataye to hamara roza, hamara sawab to khatam ho gaya. Khatam ho gaya. So what kind of effort is this? ہمیں دنیا میں اللہ کو راضی کرنے کے لیے اللہ کو خوش کرنے کے لیے اپنی کامیابی کے لیے We have to make effort in this dunya for our success. Our success. Allah says, "Man ya'mal salihan fali nafsi, wa man asa'af alayha." If you do righteous deed, you will get it. And if you do evil deeds, you will pay for it. Wama rabbuka bizallamin lil abid. Your Rabb is not oppressed and zalim. They do zulm on you. No. You, whatever you're going to bring, you have to go. Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali says, if you have taken someone's one penny, you have to pay 700 makbul namaz. You have to give the reward of 700 accepted salah. We don't know our namaz also accepted or not. We don't know. My brothers, subhanallah, we have come today in a masjid to get the reward. To get the reward. But the firm intention also, Allah is giving you one message that I'm giving you reward of your whole month. You are fasting, are reading namaz, everything. I'm giving you your mazduri. Aaj main tumhe de raha hoon. Dusri baat, tum aaj jaoge, taqwa lekar ja rahe ho. You're taking the taqwa and going. And remember, پورا سال مجھے اللہ کو نہ بھولنا. Don't forget Allah تبارک و تعالی. Don't forget him. Don't forget him. Perform your salah on time. Perform your 5 salah on time. In the masjid, wherever you are, you must perform your salah. And number 2, save yourself from all kind of sins. Save yourself from all kind of evils. What? Today, آج دیکھو نا معاشرے میں کیسے کیسے گناہ ہو رہے ہیں, زنا, چوری, ڈرگز, اللہ اکبر, کلنگ, اللہ, ٹیکنگ دا پراپرٹیز اوے, ہرٹ سم ون, سویئرنگ آن دا وے. میرے پاس اس رمضان کے 4 دن پہلے ایک کیس آیا, ایک بچے نے اپنے ماں باپ کو اتنی گالیاں دی اور اوپر سے مارا بھی ماں باپ کو. The mother who carried the child for 9 months for this reason, for this lesson, that when you come in this dunya, you hit your parents, you swear your parents, you hurt your parents. Allah is watching everything. Allah put the cameras everywhere. Kiraman katibin. The place you commit sins, the place will be talked, will be talked out on the day of Qiyamah. Yawma idhin tuhaddisu akhbara. My brothers, اللہ ہمارے روزوں کو قبول فرمائے, اللہ ہمیں عید کی خوشیاں نصیب فرمائے, اور اسلام پر, اسلام کی, نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی سنتوں پر زندگی گزارنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائے. مے اللہ گیو آل آف اس توفیق ٹو پریکٹس سنت آف رسول اللہ. دیر از نو ون کین ہیلپ یو, اونلی رسول اللہ. واللہ اف ہی از ہیپی وتھ اس, there'll be intercession for all of us, inshallah, on the day of Qiyamah, that Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the one Nabi, beside all the Nabi, only one Nabi, he is going to make intercede for Ummah. And if we trouble him, we hurt him in his grave, how can he is going to make intercede for me and for you? We have to understand. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, ame amal ki tawfiq ata farmaye, eid ki namaz ki tarqib bhi sun le. Imam and muqtadis have to make intention, I am performing Eid 2 rakat wajib salah, 2 rakat wajib salah, this is a wajib salah with 6 extra takbirs. How many extra takbirs? 6. 3 in first rakat, 3 in second rakats, 6 extra takbirs. So I am making intention to perform 2 rakat wajib salah behind this imam with 6 extra takbirs. Understand? Say from the heart, in the heart is important. If you say from the mouth, is mustahab, is better to say. And then imam will say Allahu Akbar. We all of us have to tie our hand and we have to recite sana subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Then imam will say Allahu Akbar. All of us, we have to lift our hand down. Second time imam will say Allahu Akbar, raise our hand and then lift it down. Third time imam will say Allahu Akbar. All of us have to tie the hand. Understand? Then imam is going to recite surah Fatiha and Surah and normal rakats, ruku and sajda. In second rakats, first imam will recite Surah Fatiha and Surah. After Surah, imam will raise his hand. We all of us have to raise our hand, Allahu Akbar, and then lift it. Second time, Allahu Akbar, lift it. Third time, Allahu Akbar, lift. The fourth takbir imam will say, we have to go in ruku. After namaz, dua will take place, and then khutbah is wajib to listen. Eid khutbah is wajib to listen. So Allah hum sab ki ibadaton ko kabul farma. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, once namaz finish, khutbah finish, the angel say, kumu al-maghfira, stand up now, Allah has forgiven your entire sins. Understand? So with humble, with khushu or khuzu, no consultations, perform your salah and listen the khutbah, make dua also. یا اللہ پورا مہینہ تو میں نے گناہ نہیں کیا, میری پوری زندگی مجھے گناہ سے بچا لے. دا ہول منتھ آئی ہیو ڈیڈ ناٹ کمیٹڈ اینی کائنڈ آف سینس. یا اللہ نیکسٹ ایئر فار مائی لائف سیو می فار آل کائنڈ آف سینس. میک دعا فار یور سیلف, فار یور چلڈرن, فار یور فیملی, فار یور پیرنٹس, فار انٹائر امت آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. مے اللہ گیو می. اسٹینڈ اپ اینڈ میک اے صف ناؤ.